Is OpenAI about to redefine the AI landscape again with GPT 4.1? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Thursday, April 10th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's imminent launch of GPT 4.1. Let's dive in. Imagine the buzz in the tech world. OpenAI is on the verge of unveiling a suite of new AI models, including the much-anticipated GPT 4.1. This isn't just any update. It's a significant leap forward from its predecessor, GPT 4.0. Sources have told The Verge that this new model is set to enhance how AI reasons across audio, vision, and text in real time. Now picture this. GPT 4.1 mini and nano versions are also in the pipeline, promising to make this advanced technology more accessible and versatile for different needs. Why does this matter? Well, it's all about pushing the boundaries of what AI can do. With these new models, OpenAI is not just refining their technology, but also expanding its reach. The capabilities of GPT 4.1 could redefine how we interact with AI in everyday applications, from improving virtual assistants to revolutionizing creative industries. In a world where AI is rapidly evolving, staying ahead means constant innovation. OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, hinted on X about a thrilling feature launch today, sparking speculation whether it's tied to the upcoming models. But there's a catch. Capacity issues have been a thorn in OpenAI's side, leading to some delays. Last month, the demand for their image generation tools was so high that it pushed their systems to the brink, with Altman humorously noting that their GPUs were practically melting. As we wait with bated breath for the official release, one thing's clear. OpenAI is not just keeping pace with the AI race, they're setting the pace. Stay tuned, because the AI landscape is about to get a whole lot more exciting. OpenAI's ChatGPT just got a bit more personal with its latest update. They're rolling out a new memory feature that can reference past chats to tailor responses more effectively to each user. This means your interactions with ChatGPT could become more relevant and nuanced as it remembers the context of previous conversations. Imagine not having to repeat yourself, finally. This feature is in the settings under Reference Saved Memories, and it's designed to enhance ChatGPT's capabilities across text, voice, and image generation. But there's a catch. This shiny new feature is only being rolled out to ChatGPT Pro and Plus subscribers, at least for now. Users in the United Kingdom, European Union, Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway, and Switzerland will have to wait a bit longer due to additional regulatory reviews required in these regions. OpenAI is working on it, though, and plans to expand access eventually. As for those using the free version of ChatGPT, there's no news yet on when or if this feature will become available to them. We're focused on the rollout to paid tiers for now, a spokesperson shared with TechCrunch. The intention behind this memory feature is to make ChatGPT feel more fluid and personal. By remembering what you've already shared, the AI can engage in more meaningful and contextually aware conversations. Google recently introduced a similar feature in its AI Gemini, so it seems like this is a trend we're likely to see more of in the AI world. Of course, the idea of OpenAI storing more of your information might not sit well with everyone. Luckily, there's an opt-out option. In the settings, users can choose to turn off the memory feature or manage specific saved memories. You can also ask ChatGPT what it remembers about you, or switch to a temporary chat that won't store any information. Previously, you could ask ChatGPT to forget or remember details, but it required explicit prompts to do so. This update aims to make the process smoother and more seamless. For those who had ChatGPT's memory capabilities turned on before, the new feature will be enabled by default. It's a step towards making AI interactions more personalized and less repetitive. What do you think? Is this a step forward in AI development, or does it raise more privacy concerns? There's a new name buzzing in the AI community, Quasar Alpha. Evidence is mounting that this might just be OpenAI's latest stealth model. Now, Quasar Alpha isn't just any AI model. It's making waves with its impressive token throughput of 250 billion this week. Such a high capacity suggests a major player is behind it, likely OpenAI, but the model's identity is shrouded in mystery. Why, you ask? Well, it could be about gathering unbiased data from users by keeping the model's origins under wraps. Picture this. On the Ader Polyglot leaderboard, Quasar Alpha is holding its own against the likes of DeepSeek 5.3 and Claude 3.5 Sonnet. It's comparable in performance, which is quite a feat considering the competition. I came across a benchmark called No-Li Terrell Matching, which evaluates models on their ability to handle long contexts. Quasar Alpha scored impressively, showing its prowess with large-scale data processing. It even managed to outperform GPT-4o in some areas, especially in 16,000 context scenarios. So why does this matter? In the AI world, having a model that can process vast amounts of data quickly and efficiently is a game changer. This could mean faster, more reliable AI applications across various sectors. Imagine the possibilities, from real-time data analysis to more intuitive virtual assistants. Plus, Quasar Alpha's latency is reportedly quite good, which is another big win. Now, there's a fun little tidbit that some users have discovered. If you send a single period as your first query to the model, it responds with a smiley. This kind of unique behavior is adding to the speculation that Quasar Alpha might indeed be an OpenAI creation. But beyond the quirks, the real intrigue lies in its speed. It's been noted as the fastest among its peers, which is invaluable in a world where time is money. While Quasar Alpha's origins might remain a mystery for now, its performance is speaking volumes. Whether it's OpenAI or not, this model is pushing boundaries and challenging the status quo. And who knows, maybe we'll see it become open-sourced in the future, allowing even more innovation and accessibility in the AI space. Let's talk about a surprising move that's shaking up the AI world. OpenAI and Google just paid Reddit a whopping $160 million. Now, you might be wondering why these tech giants are handing over such a huge sum to a social platform like Reddit. Well, it's all about the data. Imagine this. Reddit, the place where countless discussions unfold daily, has become a goldmine for AI companies. The content on Reddit is rich and diverse, covering everything from niche hobbies to global news. For AI models, which thrive on varied and comprehensive datasets, Reddit's user-generated content is incredibly valuable. So, why does this matter? As AI models like OpenAI's ChatGPT and Google's Gemini become more sophisticated, they need vast amounts of high-quality data to train effectively. Reddit's expansive database provides just that, helping these models generate more human-like and contextually accurate responses. It's like giving them an all-you-can-eat buffet of data to feast on. Here's a fun fact. Reddit was initially focused on building its advertising business to compete with giants like Google and Meta. But with the boom in generative AI, they saw an opportunity to monetize their vast content differently. By licensing their data to AI companies, Reddit found a way to add a cool $100 million to its bottom line. This move underscores a growing trend in the AI industry, the race for high-quality training data. With the internet's existing data being rapidly consumed by AI models, platforms like Reddit are becoming crucial partners. It's a win-win situation. AI companies get the data they need, and platforms like Reddit find new revenue streams. It's fascinating to see how the dynamics of the AI landscape are evolving. As companies like OpenAI and Google continue to push the boundaries of what's possible with AI, partnerships with content-rich platforms could become the norm. Who knows? Maybe we'll see more deals like this in the future as the demand for training data grows. Let's dive into the fascinating world of real-time communications, powered by a company you might not have heard of yet, LiveKit. Imagine if you could seamlessly stream audio and video without a hitch, whether you're making a 911 call or operating a police drone. Well, LiveKit is making that a reality, and it's also the engine behind OpenAI's ChatGPT voice mode. Founded by Russ Desaw and David Zhao, LiveKit started as an open-source project in 2021. They saw the potential in creating a robust platform that could handle high bandwidth, multimodal data without the usual headaches of maintenance and upkeep. Fast forward to today, and LiveKit has over 500 paying customers and a community of 100,000 developers using their solutions. It's not just any platform, it's the backbone for about 25% of 911 emergency calls in the United States. Here's where it gets even more interesting. Big names like Spotify, Oracle, and Reddit began experimenting with LiveKit and wanted a cloud-hosted version. This demand led Desaw and Zhao to launch LiveKit Cloud, essentially turning their innovative project into a startup. Now, LiveKit provides the tools, SDKs, and APIs needed for developers to build dynamic streaming experiences. Companies like Meta, Microsoft, and even Character AI are on board. So why does this matter? LiveKit isn't just about streaming. It's about revolutionizing how we communicate in real time. With their expansion into an elastic agent compute service, they're creating an AI-native cloud platform. Think of it as the communications equivalent of what Stripe did for payments. This innovation could redefine how AI applications handle real-time data, making them more efficient and scalable. Financially, LiveKit is thriving. With a run rate exceeding $10 million last year and a recent $45 million Series B funding round led by Altimeter, they're poised for expansion. Their plan includes growing their engineering team and enhancing their core infrastructure, ensuring they remain at the forefront of real-time communication technology. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. From OpenAI's upcoming GPT 4.1 launch to the groundbreaking developments by LiveKit, it's clear that the AI landscape is evolving rapidly. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.